David Ford is a British singer-songwriter who used to lead the band Easy World. His solo thing is an intense sit-down guitar and piano music with live looping of instruments to form a virtual band. His debut album is I Sincerely Apologize for All the Trouble I've Caused. And when he joined us, I asked him about that transition of leaving Easy World and going solo.
Maybe a little late in the day, actually, run its course and was better left forgotten. But I mean, we often talk nowadays about all the time you hear bands and you think this you know, bands just don't work so well as they used to nowadays. I think it's all about being a soloist, for my money. I think you have a lot more chance to express yourself in an undiluted fashion, I think.
Which is what you went off and did. I mean, totally un... It was you in a basement? How did this end up getting recorded?
One of the things I managed to do was acquire some recording gear from my time when I had a record deal before. So when I left the band and found myself without sort of a publisher or a record label or, you know, any of the trappings of the industry, you know, what I did have was I had a basement with some recording stuff in it and a whole load of instruments. So, you know, rather than making an album, I just wrote some songs and made some demos. They kind of just became this record.
Dave, tell me a little bit about the town that that basement is in, because I understand it's on the coast, but when I think of the British coast, I think of, like, Brighton. I think of, like, places that are just, like, huge and, you know, resorty.
Right.
Where did you actually record this?
Was actually very, very near Brighton. That's in the same little county as Brighton. But it was half of it was done in a town called Eastbourne. I guess it's a very microcosm of the equivalent would be Florida. A lot of pensioners. Uh-huh. It's kind of like where old people go to retire. So we have a very large elderly population, which makes for some great rock and roll, I can tell you. And then the other half was done in a town called Lewes, which is kind of like the last outpost of British religious genocide, where there's this kind of like comical hatred of Catholics, which I say comical because no one takes it seriously, but like you're supposedly supposed to hate the Catholics in this. And November the 5th every year they burn effigies of the Pope and things like that, and everyone has a great laugh. But that's just kind of the strange British for you. They're a funny bunch. Don't invite them into your homes.
So should we avoid Lewes or head there? I can't tell.
I'd avoid it around the early weeks
early
of November
May.
If you're Catholic. But right. If you're if you're proper Protestant stock, then you know, go for it. Fill your boots.
Well, so here you are in the basement making up these songs, and now you have to go out and perform them.
Yeah.
In a completely different manner than you've ever done before. And people may think that having a guy sit on stage and perform his songs somehow could be easy, but I suspect it was a lot harder than what you were doing before.
I think you know, I find it easier. I find it as I say, kind of being, I don't know, maybe I'm a control freak, but I find not kind of having other people to screw the show up. I mean, you know, I can do bad shows, but you know, they're bad on my terms, and you know, I like that. If anyone's going to screw it up, I really, really want it to be me. So you know, I think not having a permanent band, I think, is very kind of liberating and gives you a lot of choices and scope to put on whatever kind of show that I want to. Either, you know,
David Ford is our guest, and who's singing with you today?
This is Miss Francie Law, all the way from Southern England.
What do you want to start off with?
We're going to do a song called "I Don't Care What You Call Me" from the album.
Time, you never made much sense. We never stood a chance, if we're honest. And you were not the first, and I won't be the last. But if it makes it better, you can call me what you will. So get home late, and no one's here. I pace around the house and sit in my chair. And if you think of me, it doesn't mean a thing. So why don't you just tell me what you really think again? Well, I don't care what you call me, 'cause it won't hurt anymore. I know I let you down, and Christ, you let me know every time and time again. Another afternoon to get drunk and disappear. So call me what you will. Rain it on down. What else can you throw at me that I haven't heard before? Tell me I'm down. So why don't you just tell me what you really think again? Well, I don't care what you call me, 'cause it won't hurt anymore.
David Ford is playing live for us today in the cafe, and that's I Don't Care What You Call Me, a song you may have heard before on the cafe, a live version of the tune from I Sincerely Apologize for All the Trouble I've Caused. You put those two together, you listen to the emotional intensity of these songs, and a lot of people have got to see this as the confessional singer-songwriter album. These are songs about you, and I'm wondering if that's the case.
No, not at all, actually. They're kind of songs... I think they're probably more like songs about everyone than songs about you. They're as much songs about you and all of us as they are about me. But hopefully they're songs about you know, subjects that everyone can identify with. You know, obviously the apologetic nature of the title and also of a lot of the material, I think, is partly a British thing. We tend to apologise for everything, you know, even if we haven't done anything wrong. Like, oh, sorry about the War of Independence, by the way. That's unfortunate. It's partly that, and it's also it's very difficult to go through life not offending people and upsetting people along the way. So,
but I wonder how many people out there would have the guts to actually sing that song to somebody as they break up. I mean, a lot of people would want to. I totally agree with you there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky thing, but I mean, you know, it's not. But like I said, it's not anything I wrote about a breakup of mine. You know, unless maybe it's more about the breakup of a band than it is about breakup of a marriage or anything like that. But right. I mean, I think the two are very similar. I think there's a lot of parallels that can be drawn between the two. So I think, you know, a lot of that kind of theme of the record, you know, came out of that experience rather than any kind of like personal relationship crisis. Although I've had lots of that as well. We don't go into that.
One of the reasons why people have heard a lot of that song on the World Cafe already is it's one of the few on the original album that it's easy for us to play. There's a lot of descriptive language on here, forthright language on here. In fact, the clean version sounds kind of like the clean version of a rap record, you know,
right, yeah, with everything so kind of more silence than anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we were going to put, you know, like comedy sound effects on chicken noises and cows and stuff, but
you made a wise
we kind of thought it kind of detracted from the mood in somewhat. But no, I mean, I'm a big fan of guttural Anglo-Saxon language. I think that expletives are some of the best words we've got. I mean, it's a case of using them, you know, sparingly. And someone said, you know, you should use it as an exclamation point rather than as a comma. And yeah, if you use them in that respect, I don't think they're massively offensive.
Yeah, and I would say there's a lot of power in the performance of said words, and that without them, it, you know, it's not quite the same. So it's interesting, but it's common for a lot of performers nowadays. Anyway, it has more to do with radio than anything else.
Yeah, it's an easy trick as well. You know, particularly if you're playing live, if you're chucking a few rude words, all the kids go for it because I think you're naughty.
Now, tell me if this is true, that one of the cheer up, you miserable, which we can't say title of one of the songs, is actually a T-shirt now.
Yeah, it's kind of like a bit of a club you can join, the miserable persons club, you know, just to sort of fly the flag and you know.
I would think that would be
wear your badge with pride. Yeah, but I mean, I don't think the song itself isn't really about sort of being a miserable person. It's more like sort of accepting your shortcomings and sort of saying that I'm actually not the greatest thing in the world, and neither are you. But why don't we kind of get together and be mediocre, all in one place? Which I don't know if that's romantic or unromantic, but somewhere in the middle is the sentiment of the song.
I understand your local football club joined in on that one.
Yeah.
Did you have to buy them all? You know,
I think I bought them all a beer. It's kind of a tradition in the UK. It's actually coming up to the FA Cup final, and it's I don't think they do it anymore, but it was always the case that both teams would release a record, essentially of themselves singing an awful song, but then at the end, you know, the whole team would sort of be shouting out of tune, but they'd all be like huge, you know, very popular among the football crowds. They'd all sing them at the grounds before, during and after the matches and things. So I just kind of wanted that sort of celebratory vibe on the record. So if you want rowdy, out of tune football crowd singing, the way you do it is you get footballers to do it, and it kind of works out pretty well.
David Ford is our guest today on the cafe, and what's up next?
Right, going to attempt a song which its album version does have a lot of colourful language in it, including two uses of the F word, which I will try and mentally restrain myself from using on this occasion. This is called State of the Union.
Now, I've seen live versions of this. This changes most every night?
It's largely based on blind panic on my part, and but masquerading as creativity. So I'm just going to kind of put some stuff together and see what happens.
Dreams all met with derision. This train, it was armed for collision. It's a shame, it's a shame, it's a shame. Clap your hands in the sparkle and glitter. Shake your heads at the twisted and bitter. Oh, they don't know how lucky they are. Foot down for the alienation. Look on as your love, it gets lost in translation to a language that nobody understands. There are smiles as they erode and corrupt you. The great expectations you could never live up to. Lost, we are lost, we are lost. Get your coats, cause the righteous are leaving. Cause they can't work out what the hell to believe in. We are lost, we are lost, we are lost. There's no abandon, no heartfelt desire. And no love could be worth getting fired. For real, it's surreal, it's so real. So paint over the cracks and then cover what you thought was the worst ever pain with another. The first one, it always comes free. How they love you so cold and so vicious. With friends like these, well, who needs politicians? The first one, it always comes free. And they tell you that heroin tastes like ice cream. Thank you.
State of the Union, an amazing live performance of a song you'll find a version of on I Sincerely Apologize for All the Trouble I've Caused, David Ford's album, and that something that changes every night and something always builds like that. You actually have an electric guitar here you didn't get to. You didn't run over there, but that's sometimes in there.
Occasionally, yeah, but I was... my panic didn't spread that far, so I thought I could confine it to this little space here.
So... that's not the only song that's come out recently that's kind of a bleak outlook on where we are in the world. And from someone of your age, I must say some of people older have a similar outlook. Is there hope in that song also? Or
To be honest, not a great deal. I generally don't. I'm not a big fan of kind of no solution whining. I think it's just something that occasionally, you know, you find yourself forced to do if you kind of read the news and you sort of see things that appear to be spiraling out of control and you know the difference between what we're led to believe and what we actually find you know looks like it actually is the truth. And then so for me, that song, you know, I'm a little ashamed to say that, yeah, it doesn't really offer any solutions or anything like that, but you know, sometimes you just have to have a bit of a scream into a hurricane just to for the sake of one's own sanity. So unfortunately, as I say, I apologize for not having the answers, and you know, I'm not going to run for Congress or anything because I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, but it was a beautiful hurricane there, so thanks for doing that live. Any different reaction here in the US than in Europe to it?
Well, obviously, in Europe, it's a lot easier to kind of say rude things about your president and things. Obviously, you have to tone it down in this country because you never know if there are any Republicans in the audience.
Thanks a lot for being here. This was a real treat.
Pleasure. An honor, in fact.